1 Kings 30, starting with verse 1. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, they carried them off, and went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Other versions say, David encouraged himself in God. So then in verse 7 we see what David did. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. What we are seeing here is a discipline of the spirit. David has a big problem. He's come back from fighting himself, only to find that everything, all his goods, all his wives, his children, everything has been taken away by someone else. And the first thing he does is to inquire of the Lord. And that is a spiritual discipline in itself. The moment that a problem arises, we must inquire and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So he calls for the ephod. He asks, shall I do this or that? And on the way, when the Lord has replied to him, he finds an Egyptian who leads them to where the people are, where all their goods are, where all their loved ones are. And he takes them back. And he recovers everything. So there are four stages you can see here. From being in a place of weeping and wailing and nearly being stoned by the people who are with him, he calls for the ephod, inquires of the Lord, finds the answer and goes, meets an Egyptian who shows him the way and takes everything back. There's another thing that David does too. He shares the spoil amongst even those who would not go. Those who would not fight. This is one of the things that makes David a man after God's own heart. He is impartial. He doesn't pay back sin for sin. He repays evil with good. And we see process. First, he goes to the throne, not the phone. Straight to the Lord for guidance. We differ in terms of the fact that we don't go to God with multiple choice. When we have a problem and we go to him, we wait before him and ask what he wants to do in this, what he wants to be for us in this. And we find out, and then we ask accordingly. We've been looking at prayer this week and finding out what God wants to do in a situation. Some of us right now are in dire situations. Some of us have health problems. Some of us have financial problems. Some of us are really hard up against it in relationships. Tribulation will come, Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It's not the tribulation, but how we deal with it that marks us out to see whether we are making progress in the spirit or whether we are marking time, whether we're doing exactly the same time, same thing as we did last time we came up against a problem. If we're still running hither and yon to get opinions from people, to ask from prayer, for prayer teams, and those prayer teams are praying their hearts out, but nothing is changing. It's time that we develop this spiritual discipline of going straight to the throne room and waiting there, stilling our hearts before him, to find out what he wants to do in this situation and who he wants to be for us in this. I lived with a word for some 18 months, 2 years, and that word was fortitude. I did not like it. Fortitude means something difficult is going to be in front of me, and I have got to be strong. Backbone, not wishbone. I can't bend or crumple under this. I've got to just keep going with fortitude. So what was he for me during that time and still is? I'll tell you, my darlings, he was my strength. Never, ever, ever, ever ask God for two things. Don't ask him for patience, because he can't spell the word. He spells it with a T, and you get a cartload of trouble, because that's what maketh patience. And never, ever, ever ask for strength, because the one thing he's trying to do to you is cause you to surrender your natural strength. Then he can be your strength. Then you will come up out of the wilderness leaning on the Beloved. When the Beloved went through the wilderness, the Song of Songs shows her journey through the wilderness and how she comes up knowing that he is her all-sufficiency. And as an old Negro used to say, I'm leaning on every leaning side. Everything in your life right now will be designed to get you to lean on every leaning side. So the circumstances in which we find ourselves will either enable us to grow or become discouraged and be in despair. They are intended to make us grow. They are meant to cause us to ask the Lord who he wants to be and what he wants to do in every and any circumstance. And doing this means that we begin to understand his ways and enjoy the journey we're on. Not good news for some, but it's always about going deeper or learning something new about him. Our David was distressed. He lost everything, his wives, everything. But he knew how to strengthen his inner man in the Lord and to find out what was happening in this devastating situation. This is a discipline of the spirit that we learn through the circumstance of life. Every situation will tell us something about both God and ourselves. Your current situation is telling you about yourself and about who he wants to be for you. And this is how we become people of the Spirit. When we discover the nature of God, the provision of God in the situation in which we find ourselves. So, what if every circumstance was primarily about you discovering who God is for you? What is if there is something he wants to open you up to in that? What about that for a thought? That this negative situation, this huge problem, this sickness is there for your profit. Worth thinking about, eh? God bless you richly, my darlings, as you think about this.